Happy Thanksgiving. We are live at News Radio every day of the year except for Christmas at 7:09. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And joining us by phone, doing me a favor, showing up on Thanksgiving Day, Eric Gilmore, who is the Director of Public Safety for Escambia County. Eric, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, thank you very much, sir, for having me, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Absolutely. All right, so we have some really, really cool good news that I want to get to, but because, you know, I like to end on the good, not end on the bad. Let's start with one that I think is kind of bad, and you help me contextualize it if you can. You guys have a lot of equipment that is out of service right now. I mean, a lot. Like, we've got the ladder for Five up in Century, I believe, has been out 306 days. The engine for Five has been out for 206 days. I think by my count, I think it was 14 when I went through. We have 14 pieces of equipment that have been out for 90 days or more. Everything from ladders to rescues to battalion chiefs vehicles. This looks to me, as a layman, this looks really bad. Is it really bad? You help me understand.
Okay, so it looks really bad. It is bad. When I say it is bad, what that report reflects is, since January 1st of this year, is any piece of equipment that has been out of service for 22 days or longer. So everything's going to show up that has been 22 days or longer out of service. Now, the delta is anything that accrues days from week to week, because I do a weekly report, and you're right, the ladder truck has been out of service for a long period of time. There's a couple of engines that have been out of service for a long period of time, some Zodiacs, which is our water rescue jet skis and boats and things of that nature, but we're getting those things back in service. Things are staying out of service for multiple reasons. One, the shops just don't have the people to work on them, so the manpower is not there. Two, the pieces and parts. The excuse is COVID, but they can't get the parts in. We can't get the specialty pieces in. It's just not. We're not getting the parts in to get the things replaced. This week, everybody's seemed to get their truck back. So, you know, Squad 3, they were out of their big heavy rescue. Now they're back in their truck, and we're down to one reserve.
Squad 3, just for people who have been paying attention, Squad 3 is one of those the Pierce trucks that we got that has never worked quite right. But are you saying it's fixed now?
Well, so Squad 3 was the first Pierce purchase we did, and that truck seemed to be fine. But we know that truck come from a different plant. It come up from Appleton plant up in Wisconsin. The other Pierces come from the Bradenton plant, and those are the ones that we've been having problems with. So Squad 3's never really been a problem with us. It was the other four pieces of equipment that was manufactured in South Florida. But Squad 3 was out for PM, and is finally back with the guy.
So thanks for correcting me.
And a lot of those downtimes, some of those downtimes is just PM downtime. So it might be out of service for 4 days whilst getting PM.
Preventative maintenance.
The ones
PM
that are long, like, that's correct. I'm sorry. I use acronyms. We use the world of acronyms. So I need to make sure I'm saying them out. But the ones that have been down longer, those are due to mechanical issues. So true mechanical issues that we're having problems with in the piece of apparatus. You know, luckily, you know, I send this report to the board every week, and it helps them see what we're doing and what we have going on with apparatus. And on top of it, you know, those five guys we're purchasing three new trucks. We're getting three more trucks with the ARPA funds. And Chief Catrabone, he's actually putting in a grant for the American Rescue Grant System to get another truck. So we're hoping to bolster our fleet here. The problem with those purchases, though, and you see the report now, and where we sit right now with our fleet, we're not going to see those trucks from the time we cut the PO to a year later.
Yeah,
things are backlogged that bad. It takes about a year to build a truck off the line. So.
Well, I appreciate the context, and COVID has affected everything, and, you know, including the quality of the trucks that we bought that were the replacement trucks. You know, that's been a problem too. So you know, it's like you can't win for winning. And that's why I wanted to ask you, because I knew you'd have context for it. I just know that when you drive by fleet maintenance, you're like, oh my God, you know, really? But you know, something
right
can look bad. It can even be bad, but there may be reasons for it as well. Now to the good news, because this is actually why I wanted to have you on this morning. We found out this week that you guys have made a couple of new hires for EMS, for Emergency Medical Service?
Yeah, just a couple. So right now we've got 14 new people going through, they'll be going through orientation. And when I say 14, we're talking paramedics and EMTs. I'm excited about that. These are new people.
For people who don't know, by the way, EMT is the lower level and paramedic is the higher level of medical capability. The terms, again, not everybody knows. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead, Eric.
There you go. So our emergency medical technicians and our paramedics, we're doing 14 new orientees. And I could just understand that some of them are part-time relief. So some of them will be just coming part-time relief. And those guys, we hire those people on to help us backfill or let our staff take off. And then they'll come catch a truck so we don't go down trucks. So I'm excited about that. We haven't seen 14 new orientees in the EMS system in a long time. We're very optimistic about where we're going. So we're bringing on five new paramedics, and then the nine EMTs. And best not to include the five EMTs that are currently NPS, Pensacola State College, that will graduate in December with their paramedic. That's not to include those five guys, which I'm excited for our staff. And can't wait for them to get out and get on the road as a paramedic. And we've got two additional people on our staff that are going to go take their paramedic test. So that's seven right there. We are just, I mean, I can't tell you. I'm very optimistic about where we're going. I'm excited to get those people on the road. But understand that even though we have 14 new people that we're hiring on now, it still takes time to get them on the road. They've got to go through their orientation, their training. They got to go out in the field and get on the ambulance and ride with a field training officer and get signed off, go over to protocols, meet with the medical director and do some hands-on stuff. So you're still looking at about 2 to 3 months, depending on how senior or how much of a veteran that EMT or paramedic is, to get them on the road by themselves. So it still takes a little time to get them out there. I just can't hire somebody straight out of the school and say, great, you're a paramedic. Here, go forth and do good things. I've got to try to make sure that they're good in the field and know what they're doing.
Right. No, that's huge. I mean, if I did my math right while you were talking, that's 14 EMTs in or coming soon and seven new paramedics in or coming soon over the next several months. That is enormously good news. And I know that some of the commissioners like to grouse about how they never get positive news coverage. I'm telling you, we cover it because the pay raises are working and the getting of the new folks in that's an enormous improvement for EMS and their ability to respond on time. We're talking to Eric Gilmore. He is the Director of Public Safety for Escambia County. Eric, last bit of... I think it's good news. I mean, I know we're still a couple of days, but end of hurricane season, as a guy who started as a volunteer fireman, but, you know, it's been a long time in emergency management. How excited are you about the end of hurricane season and we managed to get through okay this year?
I'm excited. You know, I had a lot of people talk to me and they say, this season wasn't that bad. And I go, well, if you take the whole picture and put it in context, we used every letter of the alphabet to name all the storms. So
yeah.
We had a lot of storms. We just weren't impacted. So it was a busy season, and we still had to watch. But no, excited to come through this season. You know, last year was my first year as emergency manager. Of course, we had almost a Cat 3 hurricane make impact at Pensacola. So I'm very happy this year to get through the season without a hurricane. But having said that, hurricanes isn't our only severe weather. You know, during the winter months, January, February, March timeframe, that's when we had those cold fronts come through here, and that's when we had more tornadic activity in our area. So,
yeah. You
know, still people need to remain weather aware. I know hurricane season is coming to an end, but we can have severe weather here in Florida at any time, especially flash flooding, tornadoes. So, you know, just don't let your guard down and don't just plan for those 6 months. Be ready year round. So.
Absolutely. And I won't ask you to pick which makes you more excited, the new EMS hires or the end of hurricane season. I know you can't pick between your kids like that. Last question for you, Eric. You had this, I think this is kind of becoming a trend now, but I think you had a dispatcher for 911 help deliver a baby over dispatch. Is that right?
That is correct, and not only one, a total of three, I found out. So we have delivered two baby girls and one baby boy in the past month.
What?
So,
I knew there had been
yes,
one before
all...
and one now. You're telling me there's been three in the last month?
That is correct. There has been three baby girls and one baby boy delivered in the last month. Absolutely.
Are you telling me that EMS stands for, like, Emergency Midwife Services? Is that what you guys are now?
Well, you know, I don't know, but the dispatchers, they do a fantastic job. You know, those people do not get a lot of credit. I mean, you know, when you call 911, you know, you're talking to the call taker who's getting your information, and they're going to ship it over to the dispatcher to tone out the ambulance or put out the fire truck to render the aid. But the person that you're talking to on the phone is what we call the call taker, the front end And in the room, in the dispatch room, they've got scrolling across the room, the first responders. And they talked a group through three bursts and did a fantastic job and calmed everybody down, mom and especially grandmother or whoever was in the room with them. And before EMS got here, three babies were delivered upon arrival. So it's been fantastic. Our dispatchers are awesome people.
I just want to know who was coaching the breathing. Was it the call taker?
I'm sure our dispatchers were doing a little bit of both.
Oh, well, that is fantastic news. And now, you know, EMS gets the assist on three bursts. That's amazing in the last month. Eric Gilmore, he is the Director of Public Safety. Eric, as always, thanks for the time, especially on Thanksgiving. Thanks for doing what you do for so many years to help keep us safe in so many different ways. We appreciate the work, sir.
No problem. Thank you, Andrew McKay, for having me on. And let me, talk proudly about public safety because I'm really excited about where we're going. Thank you, sir.